From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
Currently, we are at the beginning of the end of the liturgical year. There are 34 weeks of the year in ordinary time, and we're looking at the beginning of the 33rd. It's also the last Sunday. You will see green until 2020. If you look at our readings, they are in a stark focus for this time, the end of our lives, and in this case, the end of the world. It's a subject that comes upon us often in popular culture of late. We hear of NASA keeping an eye on asteroids, and then we hear of wars, dissensions, fights, and everything else. And of course, we hear people saying that we have less than 12 years to live unless we stop using airplanes. Well, you know I hate to fly, so I've already done my part. Notice that Jesus says to ignore all these rumors. What he does indicate is the actual sign of the end of the times is division. Everything that causes division between members of families, between nations and cultures, all of this on the extreme level is the sign of the end times. Remember, God's greatest desire is unity, not division. War is caused by disharmony. The greater the dispute, the larger the war. Many years ago, I saw the church sign at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Holyoke, Mass. said, "God adds and multiplies, the devil subtracts and divides." Always remember that formula. One of the greatest problems in our country right now, something I warned about when it first became apparent back just around the turn of the century, is the attitude of people demanding their world their way. It has only gotten stronger, and today there are various mainstream publications who are warning of the division in this country is reaching its breaking point. People today ask me my opinion, and my response is always the same. I warned you 17 years ago that this is where we would be. Why are we here? Because what we believe is true. Remember, what we believe is that we are humans, and humans have a flaw that leads to division. Our original sin makes it impossible for us to create the perfect world. You cannot create a peaceful world unless you put an end to what causes disharmony. It is only in Christ we will find the ultimate form of unity. Therefore, we can't build our world our way and create peace. We're just not built that way. It's not part of our DNA. Over and over again, our race has tried to build a world of peace, and over again, it fails. What is the result? Wars and rumors of wars. What we believe is that when we focus on God and seek to do His will, that alone will lead us to find peace, because in Him is unity in His wisdom and grace. If we do not lay the foundation in peace, then humans will accomplish great things, but they will not create peace because we have a flaw that makes it impossible. One of the greatest errors in our world happened in the 1930s when the British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain worked out a deal with Hitler to prevent war. That was in September 1938. Less than 365 days later, Germany invaded Poland and World War II began. Everyone believed they could create a perfectly peaceful world, and instead the greatest war of the history of humanity happened. What was at the foundation of the war? The fundamental belief that humanity could build a perfect world. It has never happened, and it never will happen unless we root ourselves in Christ. Cardinal Robert Sarra, an African, is warning the West that we are in the same spot that the Romans were at the fall of the Roman Empire. Remember, as an African, he is looking at us from another perspective. However, when Rome fell, it was a Christian structure that was shakily built upon a pagan foundation. Christianity was an evolutionary development in the empire. What the West has now is a pagan structure that removed the foundation of the Christian. It is again on shaky grounds, the same shaky grounds on which 1938's Munich Accord was built. They compromised with the pagan ideas coming out of the Enlightenment because they promised peace. Our faithfulness to Christ is a thorn in the side of secularists who seek to build a world without God. However, it is a reminder that we are here when the world collapses again. We cannot forget we are called to be signs of the truths that are Christ to a world that seeks what it cannot find because it looks in the wrong places. It seeks from humanity what only divinity can supply. We are those called to remind people that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, because that is our mission as baptized Catholics. Those forces that reject Christ will do all they can to silence us, and that is our current mission. Unfortunately, some of the bishops, whom I also warned many years ago, are aloof to this. You come to the church when the Catholic Church has suffered great pains, but notice something about the church. Few remember that the Boston Globe reported numerous times that the abuse issue has always been at a lower percentage in the Catholic Church than anywhere else. The Southern California school districts paid out one-third of $1 billion to settle lawsuits for the same issue only since 2014. No one focuses on them or in any other school district. One evangelical, who is also an FBI agent, declared that the evangelical churches have a more serious issue with abuse than the Catholics. So why are they focused only on the Catholics? Their tactic is simple. Taught by Saul Alinsky, if you want to silence the church, go after her sins. St. Paul warned that those trying to silence the church would use the sins of her members to give them more ammunition. Never take any of that lightly, and that's why we have to take the crisis so seriously. There will come a time when all those who sought to silence the voice of Christ in the name of their demands to create their world their way will come close to their goal. It will be then, as Jesus predicts, then they will learn the truth that they were on the wrong side against truth. But it will be too late. Until that time, our perseverance is an essential sign to the world that Christ is real. His teaching is true, and our message to the world is urgent. Now is the time to lead all, especially those against us, to embrace Christ, and for us in unity to be signs that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Thank you for listening to our homily this week. Our homilies are available in written form at St. Anthony Homilies, that's stanthonyhomilies.com. And you can go there and see a written version of this homily on the web, and also in the top left-hand corner of that website, you will see instructions if you'd like a written booklet version of the homily for your own discussion or to distribute in your parish or other places. That's in the top left-hand corner of stanthonyhomilies.com. Remember, we have English Mass every weekend here at St. Anthony Parish. It's at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, just up the street from Trader Joe's and Harvard Business School, again on Holton Street. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed week.